Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Lamar Notice anyway.
Wow, that song you just heard was by Gallant, It Doesn't Matter. And I hope y'all enjoyed that song. And I just want to say this is going to be one of those nights that you're just going to enjoy listening to the music. So stand back and listen to this by my girl Demetrius. It's called Easy. Everybody, that was Demetrius McKinney, and that song was called Easy. So welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. I want to first thank Chris for holding down the fort for me. I needed a little break, but, you know, truth be told, next week Chris is going to show out and do 2 hours by herself. But tonight, baby, we're doing part two of The Woman Who Is a Sex Goddess and talking about the sacred womb and these yoni eggs that the lady insert. But before I say that, you know, I also want to make everyone know that added to my two co-hosts now for all times, we got Alan Wright. He's going to be our resident medium. So if you got a spiritual paranormal question, hit the number one key. We got you covered. But, you know, but I also got some great news. I'm going to read who our listeners are and let you know who the new one just came aboard. But I want to give all thanks to all my listeners in all places, starting with the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, Nigeria, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, St. Vincent Islands in the Caribbean, Grenadine Islands in the Caribbean, and the newest ones online is Indonesia. So while y'all eating them noodles and that pasta, you know, thank you for listening in each and every Friday while we show up and show out. But this show tonight, I want to welcome back my special guest that was here last week. But before I open all these mics, I'm going to have to spank Alan because Alan don't realize when we on live on the air, we don't want to hear you talking in the background, so you're going to get a little demerit check, you know, so we don't do that. So I'm opening up all the mics now for all my co-hosts and my guests, you know. I got to spank you as soon as I come back. You know something? Y'all just want to show off when they ain't here. But anyway, welcome aboard, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you, right now. Off the top.
Right off the top.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
hi,
Jay.
Alan.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
And how's the beautiful Jade?
Hey,
Jade,
hey,
she's
hey,
already
hey.
Sipping. She already got her candles going and sipping on that
I
wine.
I got my candles going, but I'm still on mute. I apologize.
We ain't talking about
everybody.
You putting the egg up in there. We talking about me with the egg, okay? Because I brought my egg.
Yeah,
we
haven't even talked about that yet.
Yeah, I had to find out firsthand. The truth.
I know you're wearing
yes,
it out, Terry.
Listen,
huh?
when we go to our break, I'm gonna have mine in, okay?
All
and
right,
I'm gonna have
well,
my report.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I'm going to let Chris start with his question for Jade. And then Alan and then Mark.
All right. All right, Jade, this is Chris Michael Ward. My question is, with Hurricane Florence wrecking the havoc on the Carolinas, has anyone complained about their sex life to you?
Not in that area.
Okay.
They're too busy protecting each other and really getting themselves together and prepared for what's going on over there and that havoc, as you call it. So, no, not in that area, but I do have clients who are always asking me questions and asking advice pertaining to their sex life, how to enhance it. And the jade egg is one of the great benefits of that, of utilizing that, especially if you're someone who has had children, if you're someone who there has been some kind of...
Does someone have the speaker on? There's a lot of feedback.
No, not me.
Nope.
Not me.
Anybody need other electronic equipment?
Nope.
Not except for my phone.
Perfect.
Okay. Well,
it sounds like is it better? It sounds better. Okay.
Yeah, it's better. But I kept hearing it. Yeah. No, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It must have been me.
Oh, Alan.
It must have been me,
okay.
Sir. You got to get another spanking, Alan.
Are you?
I'm good right there. You get awful again.
You know how those mediums are. You know, they bring the spirits with them. So, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, okay. Ms. Jade.
I don't know. I think that I finished answering that. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Well, since Alan and his spirit want to talk, we're going to let Alan go ahead and ask his question.
Well, I was wondering, I'd like to ask a question about your book. What made you decide to write your book, and did you feel that there was a need? What's that?
What book are you talking about? I haven't written a book.
Oh,
are you
I thought you wrote a book. Maybe it's the blog I was talking about. Okay.
Okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry. I messed
but
up.
He could
today's
write
my
a book.
Birthday.
He
well,
could write
say
a book.
What?
You at all tonight, is it?
Yes, I will be one day. That I hope so.
Are you planning on writing a book?
I would love to. Yes, I would love to write a book.
I see. Okay. Would it be
good.
About the same stuff now? I mean, the same subject matter?
Definitely. It definitely will be. And it could be about my erotica, because I love to write erotic poetry. So it may be that as well, with a little descriptive in talking about energy and enjoying energy with a person or something.
I see. Uh-huh. But that's where my mediumship comes in. Maybe I knew you were going to write a book.
Okay.
That's great. Well, thank you. Maybe Spirit is guiding you to say something to me, so thank you.
Right now. Well, Mark, go ahead, babe, and ask your question so I can get
well,
to meet.
I want to say hello to our favorite sex goddess, Miss Jade. And
hello.
I'm glad to be talking to you again.
Now,
the last time we were together, it was just us gay guys wondering how to explore the mysteries of the vagina, which I have limited experience with, right? So my first question is, what is your personal favorite sex toy, one you cannot live without, Miss Jade?
The Hitachi one. My favorite, too, yes. Absolutely. But when we're talking about like something electronic,
what one thing you can't do without? You have to have it. I mean, it has to be by your bedside at all times.
Oh, my eggs. Yeah, my eggs would be that. Yeah, I have a stone that is a rose quartz stone that is in the shape of a phallus. Looks just like a penis. Beautiful. And that is one of my that's one of the things that is on my sex love altar.
Oh, you got an altar. Okay.
Yes, I have several. I have several.
That was on your Facebook page profile. I mean, cover pic, right? Is that it?
Yes, yes, that's one of them. Mhm.
With the candles and the wine and the oh God, it's so erotic.
Thank you.
Hey, well, real quick, I'm going to just give them a little background. Everyone, before Jay was a sex goddess and everything, tell them a little bit about how you used to think the toys and stuff was like, you was embarrassed when your husband went to introduce you to that, and then you said, oh, okay.
Oh, yes, yes. And that's why I called out the Hitachi wand, because when he asked, because there are so many new toys that are coming into play. So I know somebody knows about toys, especially you, because you. If we had a one of your shows and we were talking about different toys, and I can't remember. I think you called out your favorite. I can't remember which one it was, but I had said the Hitachi one then.
Don't tell.
I'll keep it a secret. It'll be a secret. But yes, so if anyone knows about toys, they'll probably say, well, gosh, Jade, she said Hitachi wand, that's so outdated, but it is so powerful, and it's like it's that one toy that never lets you down kind of toy. You know, sometimes you get a toy, it looks good, the reviews on it, like some people speak highly of it, and some toys are for some people and some toys aren't. So I have tried new toys, and I've always gone back to my Hitachi wand when it comes to a toy. So I always tell people, if ever you want to find that, that would be one of the toys that I would suggest, even still today.
All right now. Well,
okay.
I guess the floor is yours, Jay. I'm not going to take you there. What you want to talk about, because I know my co-hosts, they waiting to hear your questions that you probably got of me since I bought the egg.
Well, yes. So, okay. So Miss Terry did purchase an egg, and she got a jade egg, which is a really good egg to have. So you have inserted the egg in you. Do you have it? I'm going to ask, do you have it in you now?
No, I do not.
See, we should have had our eggs in during the show, right during the show, so we could have
yeah.
figured out how we were failing. Listen, okay, when Miss Terry puts us on break, I am going to put mine in during our commercial break. Yes, I will. I will put it in and I'll explain to you. And I challenge Miss Terry to do the same.
Okay. Now, let me just say this.
So tell me,
Alan,
what was your experience?
Alan, the show is getting ready to go to the left. Okay, you know, we get ready to talk about some things, you know, and I'm not sugarcoating language. So I might, instead of saying but JJ, I might have to say that pussy word, you know, like pussy cat,
yeah.
cookie jar. We might
mm-hmm.
have to go there. I have to, you know, explain what happened. Now, okay, my egg came in the mail. Now, this is a beautiful-looking egg, Quasis kept. The widest part of it is about maybe an inch to a fourth in diameter, and it gets smaller at the other end, like the shape of an egg would be. But the widest part is about an inch to one-fourth in diameter. You know, okay, so I got the egg, and she gave me a little pretty little satin bag, you know, and everything, little pink bag on the outside with flowers and all the instructions. And I looked at it and everything. So my daughter come over here, and I showed her the egg, and I was telling her, and she was reading it. And so when that heifer got to leave, she carried my bag with. I said, whoa, what you doing? She said, oh, Mama, I thought you were giving me an all. You know, come on now. You know? And I told her to call me back. She said, what? She said, oh, my goodness. But anyway, so I messed around. And I said, And Jay said, Miss Terry, I want you to try that before your show. Okay, so I said, okay, it's getting down to the wire. So yesterday I said, okay, let me just calm down because I want to have a clear head so I can tell everybody my observation of the egg, you know, and I'm not trying to take nobody's sales, but I'm just saying about me, okay. Now, mind you, you know, I took my bath, had my little barrier body soap. I mean, I'm smelling good to go, baby. I'm all lotion down and everything. So I grabbed the egg right. I'm trying to put that sucker inside me. This sucker ain't trying to go in. I say, damn, what's going on? So I'm trying to push that sucker up in that. It ain't trying to go in. Every time I try to push it in, it's trying to spit out. I say, what the hell is going on?
You was real wet. You was real wet.
No, not wet. It wasn't going in at all, period. It's like I had like a lock on my pussy. It was not going in there. I said, damn. You know, and I said, okay, I know why.
Oh, you wasn't receiving it. Why?
That's because I ain't had sex in a long time, right? I've been celibate by choice because I'm not just going to have anybody jump up inside of me. And so my stuff had got small, man, you know. So I had to actually try to force that sucker there. And, you know, I had to try to maneuver, try to push it up in there. I said, oh, God. I shoved that shit up in there.
Did you feel dry? Did you feel dry? Because I'm picturing when you said you was trying to put it in, I'm thinking it was spitting back out, like it was coming back out. And in some cases, that means you're very wet.
My thing is tight. It's like pretty much closed up. You know, if you don't have nobody, you know, having sex with you, you know, your walls just, they drill up, you know. So it's tight, you know. You know, I'm sure that, you know, if I get somebody to try, it's going to pull back some foreskin. Trust what I tell you if you got any. Because that's it. I had to push that sucker up in there. Okay, now after I got it up in there, you know, all of a sudden I can feel like the creaming from the inside. I said, oh shit, it must be hitting my G spot or something because it felt real clean. I was getting turned on. I said, oh shit. Then I forgot where the sucker was at. And then I got nervous as hell. I said, okay, enough is enough. Okay, I felt good. I want the sucker out. And I'm grunting and shit, grunting, and it won't come out. I got a vice. Oh, shit. It's not coming out. I'm pushing.
Did you call the fire department?
Oh, my gosh.
It wouldn't come out. Oh, goodness. What am I going to do now? I went down on the toilet, right? I'm trying to put my finger up in there, trying to get this shit out. Then all of a sudden, I said, boom, I heard this big clunk into the toilet. I said, oh, shit. It broke break my toilet bowl, and then I had to put my damn hand down in there to retrieve that sucker, and then I went to
sleep. Oh, my God.
I had to wash this shit off. I said, oh, God. And I washed my hand off a couple of times with some soap and water in that egg. I put that bitch back in the bag. Oh, God.
Well, you know what, Miss Terry?
Oh, my God.
That's not the first time. This is funny. That's funny. And I will tell you that sometimes we feel like we're alone when we get ready to share that kind of story. But I've heard the toilet story before, and I've experienced the toilet story before. I forgot that mine was in, and I went to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and it just naturally just fell out in the toilet because I was relaxed. And so because of that, it just fell out. And I've had women say the same thing. Like I went to the bathroom, or some people can actually urinate while they have it because they practice so much with it. But then when they go to have a bowel movement, they forget that they have it in, and they push. So when they give that little push, it comes out. And so
I've had
that story before. Yeah.
And that egg come out. That's
no,
going
no,
down to the
river. People don't even put my hand in no shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Exactly. But, no, some people have just, like, getting ready. They're you know, getting ready to push. And just as they're pushing,
and but
before anything else comes out, Miss Terry, the egg falls out first. So just with that being said, that's what typically happens is that somebody is pushing because they're getting ready to prepare to push out. You know what I'm saying? Their bowels and release.
You know, Jay,
but the
be
egg
my head
fall
ass.
Out
if I always go to the bathroom, I really ain't got to push my ass. No, it's time to do number two. When I swear that toilet, it's going to go on its own.
Women, you know, don't leave when you first get an egg and you're first experiencing the egg. Do not leave out your house right away until you feel confident in holding the egg, because some women will laugh or they sneeze or cough and it comes right out of them. It shoots right out. So you don't want that embarrassment of being in a store, being somewhere, and it rolls right out of your pants leg. So if you're just doing it, if you're just utilizing the egg and you're learning to use it and hold it in, then I would say use it just solely in your house. So that's for your listeners who's considering purchasing an egg.
Girl, when I put the egg up in there and I'm sitting there grunting, I'm on my bed, I'm trying to get this shit out, and I'm putting my finger up there, you know, I got short fingers, and I ain't feeling shit. I said, oh, damn, is it on the bed or is it on the floor? Dog grabbing and shit. I had to turn the light on and shit because I had the off.
Oh, God.
I turned the light on and looked. I said, is the egg on the floor? I said, where my damn egg at? And that's why I went to the toilet. But I'm telling you, Lord
Jesus.
Oh,
wow.
And when that thing shrunk, all it, man, I just knew. I said, here I go. I done broke the ceramic toilet bowl. That's going to be
Oh,
that's what I was thinking, right? It was so loud. I said, oh, my God. But when I had to stick my damn hand down in that toilet to pull out that egg, even though it was number water in there, I felt like my hand was an acid because it was so gross to me. But I wanted to retrieve the egg because I didn't want to get stuck in a pipe trying to go down and be a backup. I said, Lord. That's
oh, you were sitting on the toilet, Jerry?
Huh?
I thought she was laying in bed. She was sitting on the toilet. Oh, God.
No, I was laying in bed at first, but I got up to let the egg come out. No, after I started feeling good, I got the
wish she would have called me.
I said, okay, enough is enough. Time to get it out. And I'm grunting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why the stuff ain't coming out? I'm running, I'm pushing, and I ain't seeing nothing. So I jumped the hell up, turned the light on. I said, is it on the bed? Did it come out? And I don't know about it, you know, because it was on the cream then, right? And I'm looking around, looking on the floor, see if the dogs were licking on any damn thing and shit. I said, dog, see the damn egg. It's just, oh, shit. I said, that damn thing is still inside of me. I'm getting nervous. It's just, oh, God, I'm going to tell somebody. I got something stuck in my pussy, and I can't get it out. I was like, oh, God, I was like,
let me just share this real quick. I want to share this with you, okay? One, what typically happens when the egg gets a little stubborn inside of you is, and you just said the word, you got nervous. And so what happens is if you're tight already, because you said that you were tight, the elasticity strengthens and gets even tighter. So you're going to get a little more grip within your vet. Even though you feel like you're trying to relax, you probably unknowingly, as you're feeling it, you can feel the tightness within your fingers because you are tight. You're kind of tense. Your vaginal walls is tense. In addition to that, what with these eggs, these mineral eggs, everything is energy. So when you purchase this egg, typically the egg starts to go within your vibration. That's what's so amazing about these stones. So if there's work that needs to be done or if there's something that's going on within your yoni, sometimes it'll find a snug spot to just be in. So you may have had, like, your tissues or something may have been overlapping and kind of hugging it. Does that make sense to you? That's the most simplified way I can explain. So that's what typically happens. And, yeah, it's there. And some people will be like, oh, my God, I feel like it might have went up in my cervix. Trust me, it did not. Some people say, I think I lost it. And I'm like, trust me, you did not. The egg is just, there's something that's going on with you, and the energy of the egg is working on it. And so right now it's being a little stubborn because it's not ready to come out. It will come out on its own. There is a way that you can do it, and I will tell you this.
I wanted to work on, I ain't trying to work on an egg. I want to work on a penis, okay? I want to have that nice, fresh. I want a small man.
One of the things that you actually felt with that particular egg, that egg actually enhances your sexual drive. So that yoni egg that you purchased, it actually does that. It helps with enhancing sexual energy. So you were feeling the energy already from that. And that is actually good because then I can say, if I'm not mistaken, I have it in that pamphlet that I sent you, where it talks about that. That's one of the benefits of the jade egg, that it does enhance your sexual energy. So you were feeling a little motion and everything there, and just imagine if you had to just relax and felt it and just let it do what it do. You probably would have felt a slight little orgasmic experience as well without no manual stimulation or anything.
By the time I forced that shit up inside of me, because every time I tried to push it up, it kept spitting it back out. It wouldn't go past my lips. I said, oh, shit.
Once it felt inside your love walls, honey, it was like, oh, I'm in heaven. I'm here. And that's why it would not come out right away.
Yes, it felt like, but it made me nervous.
Go ahead.
Where's the video camera when you need it?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, really.
No. It's bad enough I'm talking about. I don't want no proof.
Call 911.
No instant replays, none of that.
I know. I'll tell you what, Jay said she's going to put her egg in soon as we take a break. So that means it's right now, it's break time. Stay with us, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yes. I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man. I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I just want to be a good man to you, girl, that's all I want to be, hey, that's all I want to be, baby, that's all I want to be, baby, so I just want to be a good man to you, girl, that's all I want to be, baby. Wanna wear it like a medal, tell them that I'm a spoken for fellow. The ladies say hello like I'm who they wanna be. I do everything with my left, I know you see. Trifling, listen baby, I ain't nowhere near perfect, but I promise to make it all worth it. Giving you the things to be the man you deserve, and making sure you're smiling way more than you're hurting. Taking my time to hear you when you're talking, reminding you how bad you are often. Keep your legs shaking, making love and making sure you understand that it's in my plan. So I just want to be a good man, to you, girl, that's all I want to be, baby. That's all I want to be, baby. That's all I want to be. I just want to be a good man, to you, girl, that's all I want to be. That's all I want to be, baby. That's all I want to be. Tell the truth, truth, tell the whole damn truth. Never leaving out the parts I know gon' upset you. Never doing things that I ain't got no business doing. When you're around, when you're not around, I respect you. And I would never make a fool out you, baby. No, 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 I never make a fool out you, baby. I'm making sure you can trust me beyond the shadow of a doubt. So when them bras run up on you with my name in their mouth, you tell them you can be gone with all that. Cause you know what we got is beyond all that. You know we got that real thing. Gonna be the object of some hating. Hey, but we gonna be alright, we gonna be alright. Making love after every fight. Girl, from the day I put that ring up on your hand, in front of friends and fam, I had a plan. And my plan is to be a good man, to you, girl, that's all I wanna be. Hey. So I wanna be, baby. So I wanna be.
Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle. I want to thank all my listeners north and south and east and west and all my global listeners all over the globe for tuning in. And tonight our special guest, the goddess of the womb healing and the sex toys. You know, if y'all got a question or a comment you want to make, just dial 347-945-003 and hit the number one key. And I guess I'm hearing my guest Jade coming back on, and you know, he put that yoni egg up inside of her, but JJ, and she's feeling that thing. Ooh, it scared the hell out of me when I tried mine.
Oh.
Well, welcome back, my co-host and Jade.
Poor Terry. I don't see you walking around in public with that in you, Miss Terry.
I don't think so either. That's going to have to be something. Had me looking for that sucker on the floor. I said, please don't let them dogs be that ate that damn egg. Take us something to eat. You know, they so greedy. But it was still stuck up there. And then I got nervous. Oh, God, come out of me. But it did.
Weren't you afraid you couldn't get it out?
No, and my fingers are short, and I'm trying to put my finger up in my coochie, trying to see, where is it? Do I feel it? Where is it? But Jay said that, because I ain't had it in a long time. My skin folded around it. Like, I kept it, like, in a room, like, to, like, I guess, bring forth a new life or whatever, but that sucker wasn't coming down. I said, oh, my God, where is this sucker? I said, oh, God, they're going to see it on the X-ray. I got cancer. They're going to see it or not.
No, that egg was building a relationship with you. That energy of that egg is filling your energy. I'm telling you, it is amazing the response to these eggs that is out there. I'm telling you, it's amazing what it does. So, yes. But it does strengthen.
There's so much noise in the background. Baby, ask your question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alan?
Yes.
Since you're making all that noise, you must want to ask the question.
Well, I wasn't making any noise. I was laughing a little bit. I had all these pictures going through my mind, you know.
I know.
You wrestling around with this egg.
that was scary stuff, baby. You know, especially was so scary, too, because, you know, I kept my underwear on, right, because I would make sure if it fell out, I was maybe catching my panties. And when I couldn't find it, oh, my God, I flipped the damn light so I said, oh, shit, is that egg? I'm flipping over the blanket and everything. I'm flipping on the
Wow. That's why I was – go ahead.
I'm kind of a newbie here, and my thing is paranormal and, you know, being a medium and stuff or taking readings and stuff. And what is the purpose of this egg?
That was my question.
Is it supposed to induce more healthy or vibes?
Yeah, so
or?
The egg, well, so each egg, and being a medium, I think that you know that sometimes spiritually there are things that is connected with spirit. And so they can connect with different things, thus our eggs or our stones that we utilize each day that we may work with or whatever. Anyway, the egg that Miss Terry received, well, let me just tell you that these eggs, they're mineral stones, and they are I don't know why I just went tongue tied. Y'all, I know I had a sip of some wine. But the eggs are a benefit of each egg has its own properties. So, for example, she received a jade egg. I have a rose quartz inside of me right now. So the rose quartz is like it deals with unconditional love. There's different energy properties that it attracts. So let's say Miss Terry is meditating at a moment where she wants to bring in some kind of something within her life. She can meditate pertaining to the property of that particular stone. So if I'm wanting to strengthen my relationship or my sex center, my sacral chakra from within this egg, that benefits that. Do you understand? So it clears certain chakra points in your body.
I'm used to crystals, so I can understand that. And are there more than two, or how many are there?
There's different eggs for different purposes.
I see.
So what I'm just giving you a short rundown is she has a jade egg. I have a rose quartz egg.
Uh-huh.
So I'm giving you the rundown of both of those. Her egg, it deals with enhancing that sexual energy. So does rose quartz, but it also deals with fertility. Not to say that that's what you want, Miss Terry, but I'm just saying if someone wanted to manifest that while they had the egg inside of them, they can do that with that particular egg.
Hey, baby, the playpen is gone. The crib is gone.
Well, that's fine. I'm just giving a rundown of the property of that egg. I'm just giving you a rundown. I mean, you can utilize the egg for prosperity, Miss Terry. So
that
you
egg
can
was
actually.
Like a stapler. It's like it attached. It wouldn't come out.
Oh my God, she is so funny. She is so funny. So yeah, so you can actually utilize that egg also to attract energy of prosperity as well. So that egg is good for that as well. It helps with prolapse, uterine prolapse. It helps control and prevent bladder issues. So if you're, tightening and toning for that reason, it helps with that as well. Again, it helps with the elasticity of that. That particular stone also helps with the flow of your uterine tract system. It helps with the orgasmic pleasure. So with that, it also helps with her partner and her would feel the difference in the tightening and toning. Of course, Miss Terry did make it clear that she doesn't even need the egg for that part because she's tight already.
I know that.
It does help with that as well. So the benefit of with all the eggs is it does help with that. So when we're working on that, we're not only working on the meditation and the energy properties of those eggs, but we're also utilizing those eggs to help to tighten and tone the elasticity of our vaginal walls and the inner labia, our inner lips of our pussies. So we're helping to tighten and tone that as well. And clearly your partner will feel a difference. You will feel a difference. And I will say that for some of those that are trying to practice squirting, it helps with that as well.
Just
so,
some people don't know labia, labia, and
that's
the outer lip of a woman's vagina. It's called the labia. And, just
the
so
labia,
y'all
but
know.
But I'm talking about the inner lip.
Oh, the inner lip. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But I mean, yes. You'll feel a more youthful experience with that because your vaginal walls will tighten and you'll feel that firmness with it. So if you have, if for some of you who have a partner and all of a sudden you're utilizing the egg, they'll start to feel it. If you are purposely throbbing your vaginal walls on the shaft of his dick, he will feel it. He will start to feel that around his penis.
Oh,
and he'll feel it more tighter over time. He'll feel that throbbing more. So that's gratification a lot for him as well. And for you, because you start to be a little bit more sensitive in those areas.
Yeah, well, Jay, let me cut in real quick. I got to ask this question. Then when I ask my question, I'm going to go to Chris and Mark. Okay, my question is, the egg for women will make them tight and they can exercise. Okay, for people who are homosexual and, they get it in the rear, okay, could they flex and squeeze and push? Would it make their butt tight? I mean, because after a while, they got to have the same issues that their lips are getting, loose back there.
There's anal balls that they can utilize. The anal balls, in my experience, selling sex toys is more for pleasure. I have not seen where it talked about in any of my studies that it has actually talked about firming and tightening and toning the anal cavity. But I'm sure if you're doing that. Because the tissues of the anal cavity is different than our vaginal tissues. So there may be a little bit more indifferent when it comes to utilizing something like that for that purpose. However, I'm sure that it's out there somewhere. If not, they might start to get ready to invent.
Well, because there's a lot of guys out there want to poke a sister, and you got to tell them special occasions. You ain't getting this ever that. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. But this is going to be the baby.
All right, Jade. My question, Jade, is: are there any out of all the things that you sell? Do you sell anything edible, like gummy candies or anything?
Oh yes. Well, okay. So let me just be honest with you all. So for 14 years, a little over 14 years, I have been selling sex toys. Since I have gotten into the industry, of women's health and vaginal fitness, as I call it. I've been more organic and more a little bit more conscious of what I sell to my clients when it comes to sex toys. So I don't offer, but there is, edible panties. The reason that I don't sell that anymore is because I do not want to aid in any kind of infection or be the cause of any kind of infection from the sugar or any kind of impurities that's within that licorice underpants that women will wear for that purpose. So there are other things that I suggest.
I've had some too.
But now knowing you know how important and health is when it comes to our yonis, our vaginal walls and our pussies and the health of it in our womb, I'm more conscious of what I sell, and I am brutally honest when it comes to different particular play items, if you will, when it comes to a lot of things I suggest is more organic. So,
okay.
Yes, there are edible stuff that's out there, edible panties. And with the edible bras, though. You know, I'll sell that all day if y'all want that.
Okay. But I'm going to let Mark get his question before we run out of time. Mark, take your question, baby.
Oh, this is hilarious. You know, Jay, the other day I went to our neighborhood sex shop, Pleasures and Treasures, to buy some erotic birthday cards, and I was really disappointed with their selection. And it just dawned on me that you create your own cards and poetry. Next time I'll stock up with you. Where can an online shopper go to view your selections on that?
Well, I'm going to put them back on this new site, sacredwombhealing.com, since you mentioned that. I will add that on there. But more so in the Etsy shop. So when they go to Sacred Womb Healing in the Etsy shop, they'll see that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll stock up because I was really disappointed with what they have there at that shop. Yeah.
Absolutely. They have just a lot of fun comical kind of cards.
That's what I'm looking for. Okay.
See, mine is more erotic, but okay.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. So real quick, Jay, could you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and where they'll find you at what different media sites?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, okay. So they can go to my social media site, facebook.com/sacredwombhealing. If you are in the DMV Baltimore area, I will give you 20% off if you are local and you want to get a vaginal semen. We did not touch on that, but if you want that or want an egg, just come and talk to me if you want a consultation, and you'll get a discount. It's only for this week, for this week until next Friday. I will be doing that for Ms. Terry's show. Just say you listen to me on Ms. Terry's show, and I'll give you the discount. They can go to sacredwombhealing.com, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram at wombgoddess69.
Okay, real quick, Jay, you said vaginal steamer. Is that what you said?
Steaming. Yes,
okay, vaginal steaming. Okay, so you know how you have a steamer when you got a cold. So if I can get mine and put it down there and let the steam hit it, that's going to turn me on. Oh, what's it going to do? I'm just saying, I can get some steam.
No. You gotta use a. Okay, so you have to use a different herb. There's different herbs that you can. If you can't drink it, you cannot utilize it in your pussy. Just know that.
Okay,
so
I just
want to
know.
Is it safe, vaginally
no
safe? Yes. If people are wondering, is it vaginally safe? Can you ingest it? If you cannot ingest it, do not utilize it on your pussy. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. This reminds you of those pop rocks. you know, the girls putting their mouth, you know, and get that guy some head, man, that be exploding all over the place, man. You know, every time I go to the Dollar Tree, I'll be looking for a bag of damn Pop Rocks.
Yeah, don't put it in your vajayjay, because I've heard of women doing that, too. No.
That's too much popping going on. I put in my mouth and give some guy a pleasure out of this world. And I'll be looking for all the strawberries, the grapes. I said, let me pop me some
Chris
Pop
Michael,
Rocks.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that, right? That's a trick. Y'all gotta do that.
I know, me too.
And another
guy, that one.
You know, the Nestle Crunch Bar, man, when you put that upside the girl's vagina and her body heat melts that chocolate and that rice be turning on like a French tickler and she be all wild and you get all crazy because she all crazy. And next thing you know, y'all having some crazy sex, you know. I'm just telling you, that's why this show is called Unmasked, because we peel back the layers. We ain't scared. We ready.
That's right.
Okay.
So everybody tune in next week, because we're going to have Chris doing a two-hour show with Roy Hannum by himself. And then I'm going to come back the 28th with Psychic, you know, and just let y'all know that Alan Wright has now been officially added to the Unmasked lineup.
Yay!
Welcome!
Yay!
He's our medium.
Right.
He's got one on board. So if you got
thank you, guys.
Yes, you know, ask the question. Just hit the one key. But I enjoyed you, Jay, so much, darling. You know, I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I always enjoy coming here to Unmask with Miss Terry and her crew. So thank you so much for having me. I appreciate
always
you
enjoy
all.
You,
love you all.
Jay. We love you, too.
Bye-bye,
bye-bye,
Jay.
Love you.
Write that book down.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
So y'all take care. Good night, everybody. We're going home with I Remember by Keisha Cole.
Bye,
Chris. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody. See ya.
Where's my guest?
Heart for you.